Hello and welcome to this podcast with The Quint. My name is Prateek and today I have a fellow journalist with me. By the way, when people call you like a veteran journalist or an experienced journalist, does that make you feel some type of
way? Yes, when men say it's okay, when a woman says veteran, I feel bad.
So I mean, I can call you a veteran journalist.
Sometimes they call you an uncle, which is worse.
Okay.
But in terms of numbers, yes.
So we have a journalist with so many years of experience on his side. He has written this book about Neeraj Chopra, The Man Who Made History. It's written by our guest today, Norris Pritam. And we're going to have some really interesting conversations about Indian sports, about Neeraj Chopra, of course. But as his book is, we're going to have a conversation about the deeper issues and, you know, bottlenecks with the Indian athletics. So why Neeraj Chopra specifically? Was it just the Olympic glory? And did you feel like, okay, I'll be part of this glorious moment? Or what was the thought behind it?
As I told you earlier, I didn't go to Tokyo. And I was watching on the television. And some people said, oh, well, this time it didn't go. And I was also feeling bad. And then I happened to meet a friend, a fellow journalist. And then he said, why don't you write a book on... He said, I can't write. I mean, I can write a 1,000-word article in maybe in half an hour flat, or maybe 2,000 for a Sunday magazine cover story, which I have written. But this, I think it's not my cup of tea. You know, try and just think about 50 stories. It's only 50,000 words. So, and the publisher came and we had a meeting and lunch, and he said, how soon? So I said, maybe in a month's time. So what? So I thought that he thought that 1 month was a very long period.
Yeah.
So finally, this after the Asian Games, this was the only time when he is going back to Europe to train for Paris Olympic Games. So it was a window where he was not going to win anything. And that's how the book came now.
Interesting. So when you're observing a personality so closely, as a writer and as like just a general observer, do you feel like you somehow know him? Like if I want to ask a question, because obviously we can't ask Neeraj right now, you are the closest person to Neeraj that we can get hold of. If I ask a question addressed to Neeraj, do you think you'll be able to like justify an answer from his side?
You can try.
Okay, so Neeraj, why javelin?
How javelin? Because it wasn't javelin.
Exactly.
Actually. It wasn't even athletics. As people know, and I've also written, and he was very fat. And in fact, I wanted to thank his grandmother for feeding him onto malai and doodh and cream. So became he fat.
Yeah.
That's why he had a reason to go to a stadium to shed weight.
Yeah.
If his grandmother had not fed him on this, maybe he would have been in a cage, running after doing some field work. So because to shed weight...
And we wouldn't have had a...
India wouldn't have had a medal.
Gold medal.
So he went to Panipat and to do some exercises. And there he saw somebody throwing a javelin and he said, what is this? Somebody said, it's
so he didn't know that there's a sport called...
No, he'd never been to a sports field. In his village, there are only fields.
There are no sports.
Unfortunately, not even now when he's become an Olympic champion, there is no sport facility there.
In his village?
In his village. Mm. Absolutely nil. Mm-hmm. Ministers have gone there. Everybody has gone to congratulate him, have pictures with him, a photo op and everything.
Yeah.
But nobody had cared about to have at least a playing field so there the children who are inspired by him can also play something.
Mm.
So when he saw the javelin, as he asked, what is this? Somebody said, javelin. So let me try. They gave it to him. And because he was already fed on milk and all, he threw farther than many youngsters who were training for javelin. And that's how, you know, he caught on to javelin. And... he didn't have money to buy his own javelin. So once all his chachas and family members, they all pooled in to buy a javelin for him. And for that, he and his friend, they went to Meerut, where the sports industry is there. He brought one metal javelin from there. They went in the morning, came back at evening. By the time they came, it was already dark. We kept the javelin at home and he slept next to him. He didn't even sleep. He was lying down waiting for the sunrise so that he could throw the morning. And the next morning when he and his friend went, and I think till afternoon they kept throwing the javelin. And as a result, they have massive pain in their elbows.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a childhood fascination.
So technique and all, nothing, just
throwing like that. Just watching people.
I think while he was a national player, he was still learning techniques from YouTube, right?
Yes.
So
because javelin Let me tell you, because I'm involved in athletics for the last 45 years. Javelin is, not now, is was the weakest event in athletics in India.
For India.
The weakest event. Okay. And we say that swimming and athletics, these are the mother sport.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But in India, we are the weakest in those two sports. We call it a nation of water. But tell me how many swimmers we have of repute.
True.
We don't have.
Yeah.
And in athletics also, first of all, it's a very demanding sport.
Okay.
It's about 80 to 85% physical effort, willpower, and the rest is technique. Unlike, like in cricket, for example, even if somebody who's very fat.
We have seen.
I don't want to take names.
Exactly,
I don't
neither
want to
do
name.
I, but we have seen
they're
an era.
They're absolutely unfit to play any sport, but they can play cricket.
Yeah.
Because it's a 90% skill.
Yeah.
If you know, standing there, if you know how to hold the bat and you face the bowler, you can do without even being fit.
Yeah.
So there are players who can't field. They find a place to hide themselves in the field, but yet they are great cricketers.
Yeah.
But it can't happen in athletics.
It's not a make or break factor.
Yes, it can't happen in athletics. Behind Neeraj's success, there were sponsors, government, the prime minister, everyone.
And this is, you're saying, even before the gold?
Even before the gold.
Mm-hmm.
And that resulted in gold,
in
fact.
That resulted in the gold.
That resulted in gold. I mean, I know some very good players. Whenever they had problem, they used to go to Turkwan Gate in Park, in Delhi, and get some malish.
Malish wale ke paas ja rahe.
There were no physiotherapists of a repute, or somebody who knew sport. Right? But in his case, when his elbow was hurt,
he had a surgery as well.
And one of the best leading doctors in Indian Pardiwala, he really picked up the pieces, the broken pieces of elbow, and pasted them back. All the time he's in South Africa, Turkey, either competing or training.
Or training.
So Panipat, he last 4-5 years, I think he hardly stayed in Panipat.
And is that rare for Indian athletes to train?
Oh yes, no, not like him. Sriram Singh, who came 7th in Olympic Games in 800, double Asian Games. He went to Montreal Games 3 days before his event, when he did not have seen even the artificial surf at the tartan track, which was used in 1976. He was training in Delhi on grass.
So you're saying he had never seen
There wasn't any. There was no exposure.
At least in that aspect, him and I are the same.
He had never
Neither have I seen.
but he had to run on that.
Yeah.
So he went there the first time when he ran the first round of the race, he had stepped on a tartan synthetic track.
For the first time. Wow.
And after first round and semi-final, he created an Asian record. And his legs were full, so tired, and there was no physio. So these people went in those circumstances. Even P.T. Usha, she went to take part in hurdles. She was not a hurdler. She was a good sprinter. She didn't know how to hurdle. And that's why she came fourth. Only if she had a couple of hurdle races, she would have won a medal in 1984. So in that respect, Neeraj was very, very lucky.
Yeah.
The games got postponed.
Yeah.
In 20, if the games had taken place, he was injured. Forget about the gold. He would not have been able to take part. So games got postponed.
And this is something that even he admits,
right? Yes,
it's not like a thing for him ki acha meri kabiliyat pe koi doubt ho raha hai. He admits that.
Of course. He trains very hard and very sincere. I mean, whenever he's taking, only last month he has eaten some parathas or something which he likes. Otherwise, for 3 years, he didn't touch. So he went to Panipat to what? To have parathas and churma, which his mother makes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, rest of the time when he's in Europe, he had boiled food and he was a vegetarian. Then he started taking, somebody said, no, you must take protein, you must take chicken and mutton. He started eating mutton, that too boiled. No oil, nothing. So it's a hard sacrifice, it's a hard work, but notwithstanding the kind of luck that he had.
Does that sort of generate some sort of resentment in the older athletes towards the younger crop?
Well, they can't, even if they resent, they can't do much. There is a lot of frustration. And which I've written, I've quoted Sriram Singh, Ashwanina Chappa, Harkamaljeet Singh, all contemporaries of those. I've written all that. And unanimously they all said, yes, no doubt, he's a great athlete, very good performance, India has an Olympic champion. But in our days, if we had got such facilities, if not gold, maybe we would have won a bronze medal. Which is true, I agree with that, because I've seen it myself. People are, somebody you ask, how did you get into sport? My father sold a bhans, my father sold a bell.
Even with Neeraj,
even with Neeraj. All is fortunately he had four chachas. Mm-hmm. They all pulled in 200 rupees. That's how they, you know, supporting him initially. Yeah. Of course, now he has got the biggest house. It's kind of a big haveli, three, mm-hmm. four-story haveli in near Panipat. And credit to him, I asked him, I said, why not in some bigger town? You can afford. He said, nahin, sir, main gaon se aaya hoon, toh main hi ghar banaunga. So in his...
How is he as a person?
Fantastic, brilliant person.
By the way, while reading this book, I realized that he's younger than me. और मेरे को इतनी शर्म आई वो पढ़ के कि ये क्या कर रहे हैं और हम क्या कर रहे हैं.
No, I not like that. I mean, this is basically again divine intervention stars, where you are born, you know, what is your lineage and what kind of support you get. So everything put in his case, everything was put in place.
Since when have you been observing Neeraj? कि अच्छा ये नया लड़का आया है कोई रेडार में.
I had seen him, I had read about him. So one day, two friends of mine and we decided, let's go to the village. And hoping we'll get to see him. At that time, the book was something in my mind.
Okay.
I went to see him and to get something on the book. We were told he's not there. And since he has been winning, his chachas and his father and all, they are also kind of stars in their village.
Ah.
So they are like a pradhan.
Neeraj ka chacha hai.
Neeraj ka chacha. Everything is, ye Neeraj ke papa hai. Everything is related to Neeraj. Ye Neeraj ka ghar hai. Ye Neeraj ki car hai. Everything is a Neeraj brand.
Mere papa ko mat dikha dena ye episode ko hi. He'll be like, oh, dekho, chota ladka. Apna pure gaon mein naam roshan kar diya.
So when we went, his uncles, chachas and father, everyone sitting and... So I ran out of questions to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because how long can you ask? They're rustic people. And so I said, how to spend some more time hoping Neeraj would appear.
Neeraj will come.
And you know, in village, they have a big hookah with one tube. They keep
that
smoking.
Passes,
it passes on.
Yeah.
So I said, let me also try. I thought at least to kill some time. And I had never smoked and did like this and started coughing.
This is also typical journalist behavior. Smoking to get in the circle.
I wanted to go past time. You know? And some talking point I wanted. And when I khansa itna khansa, are chori pani la bhai. So pani came. That took some 15 minutes. I said, chai pi ke jao. As we were about to get up, a huge car came and I saw the car. So I told his chacha, in the village mein kiska car hai? अरे ये तो निर्जू का कार है. He was in Patiala, so he had come. And the first thing he does is he just touches my feet. अरे सर आपका नाम सुना है, आप आ गए, चंगे आइए आइए बैठिए and all that. So I said, ask some questions and all. Then पहले खाना खाएंगे. And I was emotional myself, you know, because I've seen some of the very great stars, legendaries, and they were also legend athletes, and they were also very, very polite. Mm-hmm. But he took the cake. I think he was much more than them.
And is that a rarity when it comes to superstar athletes?
Not track and field stars. Okay. Cricketers, I hate.
That is the thumbnail, opening title, everything of this episode. Maharis Pritam says, I hate cricketers.
And I hate cricketers for some reasons. I mean, like any other Indian, I've also played a lot of cricket, you know, outside the house and... And jiska bat hota tha, he used to be the king.
Yeah. Aaj bhi wahi hai.
Aaj bhi wahi hai.
International cricket wahi hai na.
So we used to play cricket. But what happened, I was in a school and we heard that some Ranji Trophy match was on in Kotra. And Nawab Patodi, and there used to be a player from Railways, Budhi Kundran.
Mm-hmm.
They were batting. So we bunked school. We went there, Kotra. Lunch break, when he was coming back towards the pavilion, I opened my bag, school bag, and took out a copy, which was... absolutely tattered because I was not a good student. And I took out I was looking for a clean page because all the pages crosswords and knots and crosses. So one page was khali and I showed it to him. I said, it's an autograph. He took my copy and just flung it, threw it like this.
Wow.
I was furious and the guy next to me was some kind of a street dada. And he abused him and he wanted to charge me. I said, no, don't do that. But Kundran saw that. He picked up the notebook and said to me, he said, wait. He went to him, said, Tiger, sign it. And he signed it and he gave it to me. I threw the book. I said, I don't want his signature. He's not my kind of man. Anyway, we went from
You're
there.
You're savage, man.
So that was the hatred towards cricket. The second point was, when we used to run, I would run a Delhi championship or something, no mention in the newspaper.
Mm.
No mention. Somebody will score 10 runs and one photo. I mean, no fault of theirs. Us journalists who were making them gods.
True.
And not covering athletics. Half the athletics championships I've covered by my own money. Indian Express, I was an Indian Express newspaper, they won't send because they thought only cricket sells. Yeah. Now only because of Neeraj, people have started sending and all.
So do you think because of all of these experiences that you've had, you've sort of made it a point to bring light onto all of these other sports as a journalist as well?
Not in this book, but in general, over your career. Mm-hmm. I've written, and not only written, I've made it a point to help people in whatever way we could do. There was a wrestler called Malwa in 1962 who won the Asian Games gold medal, and he was in a very poor condition, and he was selling aloo ki tikkiya in some of the Jahangirpuri colonies and all. Mm-hmm. So one day Milkha Singh was passing by Indian Express. At that time I was in Indian Express. He stopped the car, and Milkha is a very dear friend, so he came inside and he said, "Yaar, Jahangirpuri kaha hai?" In chase Punjabi, he said, "Yaar, Jahangirpuri kithe hai?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Wahan pe Malwa hai, he's a great wrestler. I want to give him some money." So I said, "Okay." So I went and I took my photographer. We went to Jahangirpuri. And it was 2 hours locating him wherever in Jhopri he was. And he was actually selling aloo ki tikkiya outside. Asian Games gold medalist. And many time national champion and Arjun Award winner. So we took pictures and all. And so we went to his hut. And there was something was shining like a light coming. So I said, "Malwa ji, ye kya?" अरे वो जो राष्ट्रपति ने दिया था ना कुछ टूटा हुआ है वो इट वॉज द ब्रोकन पीस ऑफ द अर्जुन अवार्ड विच वॉज शाइनिंग एंड रिफ्लेक्टिंग वी टुक पिक्चर्स ऑफ दैट मिल्का गेव द मनी एंड वी केम बैक एंड आई डिड द स्टोरी दैट टाइम इंडियन एक्सप्रेस हैड 26 एडिशंस ऑफ इंडियन एक्सप्रेस ऑल ओवर इंडिया एंड ऑल एडिशंस ऑन पेज वन कॉलम 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 एंड पिक्चर्स एंड इट अपीयर्ड एंड द कंट्री वाइड रिस्पॉन्स टू दैट नेक्स्ट वीक द पार्लियामेंट वॉज नोन मार्गरेट एल्वा वॉज स्पोर्ट्स मिनिस्टर The entire opposition was throwing copies of my story in Parliament, Indian Express. So these are the things that, you know, you live and you feel good that you did a sport and you did writing. And so, but not for cricket.
But now though, you would have had a change of opinion for cricket, no? Because players have gotten fitter,
not really. I have changed. My opinion has changed that sport has become an industry now and not anymore sport. Okay. Especially cricket.
So we are going to close in some time, and as we close, I want to address this one issue. Every Olympic season, there is a conversation ki, matlab wo literally template conversation hai ki India is a population of X billion, but our medals tally is so low. And as you said ki sab expert hai, to sab apne wo dete hai ki achha ye karna chahiye, advertising nahi hai. एक्सपोजर नहीं है कोई स्टेडियम में नहीं आता तो लोग खेलते नहीं है गवर्नमेंट पैसा नहीं देती वेयर डू यू थिंक इन ऑल ऑफ दिस होल डिबेट वेयर हु नीड्स टू टेक दैट फर्स्ट स्टेप बिकॉज हर इंसान दूसरे पे बोल रहा है
नाउ आई टेल यू व्हेन वी टॉक अबाउट द पॉपुलेशन पॉपुलेशन इज जस्ट अ नंबर नाउ लेट मी आस्क यू वन थिंग आउट ऑफ दैट पॉपुलेशन ऑफ बिलियन एवरी टाइम वी से No gold medal winner. We haven't won. Why don't we ask how many Nobel laureates we have won that population has won, produced? How many good writers of Rabindranath Tagore and all, with a much less population we produced? How many good doctors? We don't ask that. Only sportsperson, why not? Out of that 1 billion, tell me how many people play? If we have to widen the pool of active players, if 1,000...
Or jaga kahan hai khelne ki?
Again, that is a secondary thing. Yeah. If 10,000 people do, say, run 100 meters, out of 10,000, 5,000 will be discarded. The next 5,000 will maybe go to state level or school level, and then 2,500 will become a kind of a national level. Out of those 2,500 and all, maybe 100, finally, there will be two or three champions. I mean, if you pick up the Tokyo results of Indian athletes, you will find that most of them are from villages, poor background. Somebody is a son and daughter of a carpenter, somebody is an auto driver. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that profession.
Exactly.
In fact, we salute to them that even at that, they have sacrificed their, you know, and to bring up their children and see that they produce medalists.
Yeah.
Whereas the only exception of a rich person, I think, was Abhinav Bindra.
Yeah.
Who has a shooting range, better shooting range than any shooting range at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. So either you have like a very passionate father or a father figure or a coach.
Or nobody.
Or you are extremely rich that you essentially... Make a whole setup for yourself.
So, but again, I would say it's not only money. If money was the thing, maybe Ratan Tata would have been a world champion. Ambani would have been an Olympic champion. But we have to support these people.
Yeah.
And it's not only money at times. I think media has to back them up and be kind, nice to them at least.
And do you think now that the market has come into all of these sports, even you see a badminton league, you see all of these
leagues and all of
Kabaddi leagues and all of these. So do you think that will help kickstart that whole chain of engagement?
I think so. There has to be.
And what are some of the things that we need to stay clear of? As you said, that market aane ki wajah se ek aur cheez hui hai ki wo circus ban gaya thoda sa.
Yes, there are some negative points, sides. But there is a positive side also. Yeah. So money has to come. And why will somebody give you the money if he's not getting anything in return? Like JSW.
Exactly.
I mean, before Neeraj came or somebody came, not many people knew. I'm sure people don't know what JSW stands for.
Yeah.
But they know JSW. Because all the time they see a logo on their t-shirts. But at least so the JSW owner, generals know that, you know, we get something out of it.
The patronage has to come from somewhere.
I mean, otherwise, they remain in the corporate page news. But by doing this, they come to the first page of the newspapers.
Yeah. And actually in the cultural conversations, right?
No?
Like Neeta Ambani doing all of these things becomes
also. Every time Neeraj goes to Prime Minister or President to meet, JSW will
promotion.
Otherwise, JSW has to wait for 1 year to get appointment.
Yeah.
So these are the subtle advantages or the subtle benefits which are absolutely fine if they are giving money in crores. Why not?
Yeah.
Their institute in Beliari in Bangalore is a fantastic place where they train people and keep people.
Are there any talks happening to make like some sort of a league out of track and field events?
It tried earlier also, but
like an IPL or a, you know, Super League kind of.
No, because I think we don't
have
numbers. I mean, if I ask you, give me three names of javelin throwers in India. Most people will get stuck at Neeraj.
Same. Even I would.
Unless you have a pool. Earlier, we had tried. I was one of them. We promoted and we organized. Maybe a day's event in which we will have only one sprint, 100 meters, one middle distance, 800, or one throw. Like a triangular. We tried, but it wasn't a great success because we don't have numbers. Maybe we can have a South Asian. Maybe you can have two. Again, the moment you say Pakistan, a good javelin thrower,
the event is over. Debate is over. Pakistan, jaise hi aa gaya, debate ho, sawal hi khatam.
No, I wanted a video clip from this Nadeem. No, only this morning he said, sir, government ne mana kara hai, par main Pakistan federation carrier nahi. Mere coach se baat karo. Yasir and Nadeem bheje.
That's so sad. Because in real life, Neeraj and Nadeem are such
very good
friends.
Very good friends. Very. In fact, if time permits, I can tell you one story which I have written in this, which has not appeared in any newspaper. There was at least 20-25 journalists covering the Tokyo Olympic Games.
Yeah.
I was not there. And this Nadeem happened to touch the javelin. Of Neeraj. And wahan se people started tempering. First of all, they have no clue what a javelin looks like.
True.
The only thing, the tempering, even if you want to temper, the only thing that what you can do is the grip ko aage ya piche.
Achha.
The moment grip piche aati hai, the flight changes.
Okay, the weight, because the weight distribution
gravity,
would change.
The center
of
gravity.
Yeah.
Now, that will take 5 hours. Because the thread bandha hua, it is pasted. And they don't realize that each event has 7-8 cameras. We all are camera persons. They know it cannot be covered with one camera.
Yeah.
At least 10 cameras on the field. And 100 cameras around the stadium for security reasons.
Yeah.
With the police wala sitting in the basement and watching everything. Even Olympic Games, even you scratch head like this and you do this, immediately the next man sitting with you is a spectator. He will be a cop. He will catch hold of your hand. He will think that you're throwing something.
Yeah.
So they're monitoring each and every second.
Yeah.
So there was no chance. And why he touched that? He wanted to throw with that. Because the rule is that when you take your own equipment, you have to deposit with the organizer 24 hours before the event.
Yeah.
They check that it is to the measurement and specification. And then because it's the property of the organizing committee, anybody can use it.
Yeah.
Okay? And that javelin happens to be the one with which he had won the South Asian Federation Games. Because when we came for the South Asian Federation Games, his javelin was misplaced from Karachi Airport or wherever. So Shivpal Singh, who was an Indian javelin thrower there, he asked him, "Mereko javelin de de." And with that, he won the gold medal. And when Shivpal got out in Tokyo, he left that javelin for Nadeem with Neeraj. So Neeraj took it there, Neeraj kept it. And that's why Nadeem wanted to throw away. They didn't know this story, not even the result. Nadeem had
tampering.
How the tampering is happening? तो शिवपाल टोल्ड मी दिस स्टोरी अरे सर सब लिखे जा रहे थे वो तो मैं जैवलिन लेके गया इट बिकेम एन इंडो पाक थिंग
ऑफ कोर्स इट डिड
एंड यासीर जो न्यू जैवलिन थ्रो इज अबाउट 19 ईयर ओल्ड ही व्हेन ही वाज कमिंग टू हैंगजू ही गॉट सिलेक्टेड यू नो द फर्स्ट कॉम्प्लीमेंट्री मैसेज फ्रॉम केम फ्रॉम वेयर फ्रॉम नीरज ही कॉल्ड हिम अप सेड यासीर भाई मजा आ गया आ जाएंगे मिलेंगे एंड यासीर सेंट मी अ पिक्चर फ्रॉम हैंगजू He and Neeraj standing together. I said, "Who took this picture, sir? आपकी किसी इंडियन ने ली थी? You know why? Then I asked him, "तुम इतने दोस्ती कैसे? Sir, वो ही ज़मान हम बोलते हैं. I can't speak in English. He can't speak in English. Who else will I talk to?
Language barrier same है.
Who will I speak to? We eat the same food. We talk about Indian music. We talk about Indian films.
At the end, culture तो same ही है ना.
Sir, he says, when I am standing at there. Even if I had some problem, I want to see how much the wind is going. Who will I ask? The only person I can ask is Neeraj. Neeraj, bhai, hawa kitni chal rahi hai? And Neeraj tells them, aise mat peko, waise mat peko. So there was a good bonding.
Yeah.
But journalists make it a big story, Indo-Pak story, Indo-Pak story. There is no Indo-Pak story.
Yeah. Nice. I think we can go on for so long, but our cameras jal jayenge literally if we go on for any longer. So nahin,
5 days and all.
So thanks a lot for having this chat with me. It was so great. I mean, the anecdotes that you shared, the whole, I think the way you contextualize the whole state of Indian athletics, because of course this book is about Neeraj. Neeraj is on the cover and all of that. But I would say that even more than that, it's a book about Indian athletics, right?
You said it.
Yeah.
You said it.
So it's great that we can be as objective about. He was a talking point. So आपने वैसे smartly खेला इसको फिर भी. अगर सिर्फ athletics के बारे में book लिखते तो पता नहीं पड़ता है. तो सही है.
No, and another reason it started with that because when they said book on Neeraj, I was struggling what to write. He has won only one event at that time.
Exactly.
How much can you can't write.
That's the problem of writing about active players.
Yeah, you can't write. 50,000 word Neeraj ne gold medal jeeta Neeraj ne gold medal jeeta
aise jeeta
he was like after point that's why I said okay let me speak to all the stakeholders and that's how it came to that
it's a very interesting book you should definitely give it a read this was Mr. Norris Pritham this was Prateek and as you know thank you sir
thank you so much for having me it was interesting
you were listening to the Quince podcast